I mean, don't be mad at me, your mother's a slut. Don't be mad at me, your girlfriend, like, phone bones other dudes and cheats on you when you're not around. Don't be mad at me. I'm not the one that did it to you. Fuck your girlfriend right, get off WoW, and everything will be all right. Why are you mad at me? Because I tell you that you're a fucking small dick worm? Okay, be mad at me then. You are a small dick worm. Fact is this, my dick is bigger than yours, and if I had any chance of fucking your girl, guaranteed your girl will be fucked better, and I can easily get your girl. Because if you can get laid, dude, sounding the way you do, you fucking faggots.
Who watches Super 16? I love that show.
No comment.
But it's a pretty good show.
You fucking faggots!
Who was that? So, what's up?
I don't know, man. I'm having fun hanging out shitting on these people. They're still gutless on event. I mean, these guys living in their own house, away from, like, any physical violence, and they're still cowards. Holy shit. I don't know why Spicks are fucking your bitches, man. Like, yo, that's why niggas walk up to, like, your girls when you're not around and fuck them when you, like, go to work. Whatever. If you can live with that shit, knock yourself out.
I'm back. Did Bala kill himself yet?
Whatever, man. Whatever. What city do you people come from? I mean, I need a good laugh. Tell me what town you come from.
L.A.
Are you come from?
I live in Singapore.
Huh?
Fresno, California.
L.A.
Are you from Nepal, India?
From?
He said Bali.
What?
That's pretty good. So, how about them cowboys?
They got their ass handed to them?
I don't watch football.
Tony Romo's still banging that fucking weird cleft chin fucking weirdo looking chick with the butt on her chin.
You are Tony Romo.
Diddler!
Never.
Wow, everybody's here. Elamon.
What up?
Now, my ban list is huge. Huge. Hey, there's one of Steel Bowler's faggot friends. So tell me something. How long have you been tasting his man juice? For how many years exactly? And on, like, on his birthday, do you goggle it? I wonder, do you goggle his man juice? Do you goggle his sperm?
Is that only possible?
On special occasions?
I heart Steel Bowler.
Yeah. Well, you know right there, they're all bisexual males on this anyway. I mean, you always can tell these guys, they talk about penis and dick in every fucking teen movie. To me, it's like all the teenagers today are fucking bisexual. You can't get a movie without somebody drinking cum or a ball joke or an asshole joke. It's like, you guys really do want to go to prison. I think you really do want to, like, shower with naked men that want to rape you. I'm convinced of it.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like the naked men.
Oh, man, that's fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God, I hate entering BGs that have already started. Especially when we're losing by, like, 1,500 points.
Oh yeah, it's fun.
So IJ, where are you from?
Far away from you.
What, you can ask everybody who, where they're from and you can't even answer?
I'm from Brooklyn, dude.
Alright, well, why are you being a bitch? I just asked.
Everybody knows I'm from Brooklyn. What the fuck? You can't tell by the accent?
I don't give a shit about your accent.
Wait a minute, how the fuck are you gonna say I don't give a shit, you fucking worm? You sound like you're pinching your nose when you talk.
Whoa.
You shut your fucking mouth, dude.
It was just in my butt.
In my butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. Let's do it in the butt.
Yeah. Oh. What the hell?
Everybody's a
that
faggot.
That was pretty funny.
I told you. They're all homos. Everybody's a faggot.
Homos and faggots.
That was funny.
We're all faggots.
Vestalina, dude, you're awesome. Do a Apu skit.
Thank you, come again.
That was horrible.
So I tried.
Alright, I'll give you that much.
That's what I'm doing. I already banned like 20 people already. The other ones
do not
that,
ban
like...
me. I am funny.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, all the people when they try to join like tomorrow or the next day, they're like, oh, I'm banned. I'm going to laugh at them and kick them out of the raid. Because everybody on my ban list stays off the BGs.
Jill.
Leader,
that's too much work.
I mean, Max, you could do that. I mean, you could do that. I mean, I already came all over your guild's face. I mean, shit.
All
and
over.
Just trying to squash beef. I mean, I already shit on QC enough.
Steel Ball
is a pretty good target, though. Steel Ball is a good target because he's a fucking lonely kid that sits in trade chat all day long looking for
all a day
fight.
Long.
No, I just said that. For everything that your guild said, when he like comes to a New York show, I'm gonna take everything that your guild had on him, and then after he gets physically hurt, you're gonna have to deal with him. And then when he leaves and like four other people leave, I destroy the guild. So it works out actually pretty perfect.
Pretty perfect.
Cause see, this is the funny thing. He has no other choice but to go to a New York show when they play in New York. He's got no other choice. And your guild that sat around thinking it was really funny is not going to think it's funny. And Minty's not going to think it's funny. So
hey, Vistalina, what's your
because
name?
I told everyone, the more your guild keeps on going, the more physical pain he's going to get. And it'll be the most exciting thing to happen to him in his life anyway. He'll probably pay people to beat the shit out of him, you know what I mean? After that. I mean, he doesn't fuck his girlfriend. You don't mind having a guildie that's like a fucking homo. You love it, you know?
Love
I
it.
Mean, the more unlaid you are, the higher your rating is for Arena. What
higher
a fucking
rating.
Trade-off.
Rock bottom.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not worried about it. Because all I'm going to do is I'm going to walk up. I'm going to like clam a big glob of spit right in his face.
Hell yeah.
You want to make
him
dirty?
I'm in front of about 400 people. I'm going to actually spit on his lip. I'm going to clam and make sure I hit him on the mouth. So he has
come
that
on his
weird
face.
Fucking feeling.
Dude, put
for
some
like
fucking
hours.
Pomade on that fool's cheeks and make him a pizza face.
The only problem
no, I'm really
with that
not.
Concept?
I'm really not like worried about it because, like, I told you, you guys realize there's consequences for actions. And all the shit that you guys think that I know that you guys have been shitting on people for years back and forth since you've been playing Tachondrius. Well, you ran into the wrong guy, dude. And your guild ran into the wrong guy. And if I catch anybody
the
with
wrong guy.
A patch on them at a New York fucking hotel, they're going to get it because you people ran your mouth. Like
don't
10
fight.
Kings in that place, dude. It's not like he's going to get away or anybody you want to get away. He ain't going to get away. You people aren't going anywhere. I'm going to make sure.
They're pretty nice
I'm
people.
Saying your guild. I'm going to punish your guild by making like 6 or 7 top members leave because Minty got fucked up and a couple other members from QC got fucked up. And they're going to say, well, your guild brought the drama. I'm the innocent one. I got fucked up because of you people in your mouth. Okay, it works that way. Fine. They're innocent. They have to pay for it for your actions. It works out great.
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
Because
you
okay,
can make you can
all,
make him eat some of that
unless
shit.
Because
he's
a big
down in fucking Brooklyn.
Unless he doesn't like actually leave the hotel like the whole time in there, that would show him to be the biggest pussy ever.
Biggest pussy ever.
Ever, man. Your guild is done. I told you that. Your guild is done.
It is done, though.
None of you people have the manhood to stand up and do anything in the first place but go on the WoW boards or, like, raid somebody's vent. You people are shit.
Fuck.
But I know Minty's sponsored. Yeah, you see? I know that when they have, like, they're in Boston next, after that it's going to come around to New York because they're doing all East Coast. So sooner or later, they're going to pop up in New York.
Eastside.
Like a fucking band.
Since Manhattan's like 20 minutes away, it's like a train ride to get to Manhattan. I'm not worried about it. I have time. I'm gonna gather up everything that you QC guys say. I know you'll think it, whatever you can think of me. I really don't care because, like I said, I have no respect for you men. As men, none, zero. Like if you have a girlfriend,
you don't have respect for me.
I have no respect for anyone that's soft. For you people that walk across the street when you see a nigga walking on the block, or you go into a black neighborhood and crouch down like 7 inches in your seat.
That's what
I
do. I
have no respect for
I'm
any of you people.
People.
Like, none. Zero. I have no respect for you. I have none. To me, you people are garbage and soft. And you're the reason why Arab terrorists want to kill America, because they think white men can't fight. White men can't jump. White men can't do anything. Yeah, you see?
That's so true.
I want to kill you all! You all want to die!
You're gonna wake up dead.
How
you can't
are you
wake
gonna
up
wake
dead?
Up dead?
I'm going to fuck you up!
Fucking idiot.
Stop by my shop for a slurpee!
Yeah, I don't know either. I try to be cool with you people, but you fuck with the wrong guy. You know what I mean? Like, you thought that you could do what you want on a game and that there was no consequences to your actions. Maybe you're going to learn to shut your fucking mouth next time, Max. Maybe your guild will learn that. I'm not saying you, dude. I have no problem with you. I let you in here all the time. I'm saying the rest of the people, like Miley and the rest of those, like, fucking maggoty people, like Minty's girlfriend coming at me for no reason at all in the middle. Well, you know what? This was fucked up, Max. I don't know if you were in the vent that night. No, you probably weren't. When we were doing AV and Minty's girl, like, came out of, like, left field, out of nowhere, going crazy in the vent. And when I told your guild exactly what happened, you guys should have said, well, yo, actually, Super Bowl was in the right. Because he didn't say anything, you know? Like, 40 people in the raid were screaming to get rid of this psycho bitch. They were like, yo, who is this nut job? Everybody kept on saying, yo, bitch, shut up. They used to say, they were telling all to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, kick this whore out of the vent. So, everybody was, like, getting pissed off, so I had to kick her. I told your guild. They didn't want to hear it. They wanted to come in and spam my vent all night. So now I have to make Minty pay for it. I'm going to make him pay for it. Your favorite guildy. Everybody's favorite guildy. All hail Minty and all his bruises to come. And your fucking guild is going to be responsible for it.
Yay.
Dude, I lost you like 5 minutes ago.
What the fuck's going on?
Then get the fuck out of my vent right now. Get out of my vent right now.
Oh snap.
Whoever said you lost me 5 minutes ago, get the fuck out of my vent. You're not funny.
No, like I lost what you were talking about. Okay, I support you, but whatever. Okay, peace.
You know, I don't like when people are going to try to fucking clown me in my vent. You want, yo, you can make your own vent. Like $25
a month. I did you suck steel balls cock.
LJ, man, I love you.
You're crazy.
Yo, I had no problem with him, dude. Listen, wait, Max. Oh, he left. All right, well, like I said, I had no problem with him until his girlfriend came crazy at me. Now, I know he lives as a crazy bitch. You know what I mean? But if my girlfriend was telling my business to, like, strangers on a vent, I would fuck her up. She's telling me, a complete stranger, how Minty, her living boyfriend, doesn't fuck her anymore. And it's somehow my fault.
Okay. Yeah, women suck. We should all fuck guys.